I'm Confucius, and you are now listening to The Breaks Podcast. These are highlights from our Saturday night hip-hop show on KUTX 989 in Austin, Texas. My co-host Fresh and I are native Austinites, and we love talking hip-hop, Texas hip-hop, hip-hop history, and what's going on right now. And just so you know, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not necessarily reflect the position of KUTX Austin.
We here to take over the airways, no matter where you're from or where you stay.
We are The Breaks. Once again, congratulations on your Austin Monthly feature.
Well, my Austin Monthly feature?
Well, you were in it.
Yeah, like, what?
Our Austin Monthly feature.
You was right there next to me last time I checked.
It was a good article. We talked about it already. Yeah. It's officially out now online. It's got a lot of positive reactions. Forgive me, guys. I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm not as long winded as normal.
It's understandable. It snowed recently, so.
Yeah, I know. I was at work when it started snowing, and
as was I.
And I remember being a little kid and. When we got a little bit of snow down here, I lose my mind. Now I'm just like, I got driving this.
That's what I was filling in for Taylor, and then it started coming in, and I was like, dang, is this gonna stop me from getting home? Like, cause I really don't want to like have to sleep at the station. Like, can I still get home? That's all I care about.
But I wasn't able to be on air last week because I had the flu, so I didn't get a chance to do my Kobe condolences. But
I didn't do any last week either.
Oh,
I did play Chief Keef Kobe, but. I didn't, like, go into his legacy and all of that.
Wow, I had a whole nother song lined up.
What song did you have lined up?
One Sweet Day by Boyz II and Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's not at all. I played Chief Keef Kobe, and I played Lil Wayne Kobe.
Yeah, that was nothing. So, of course, you know, on The Breaks, we do music news. With the recent passing of Kobe and his daughter, Gigi, of course, the world at large is mourning the loss of Kobe. It was so tragic. A lot of times when we lose celebrities, it's something like directly happened. Like when Nipsey passed, he was murdered. When Mac passed, it was drugs. Kobe was killed by a helicopter. So it's a lot of misplaced anger. So yesterday, a clip came out of Gayle King interviewing Lisa Leslie, WNBA player, Hall of Famer, Lisa Leslie.
What was the initial interview on? Because I missed what the initial interview was.
It was Good Morning America.
I'm saying, like, why was Lisa Leslie being.
I think they're just interviewing about Kobe.
Okay.
I don't think he's even out. Like, the whole interview's not even out yet.
Oh, so much like the R. Kelly.
Yeah, they're doing the clips. Yeah. But they, for some reason, the network decided to lead with the Kobe. The backlash started because the clip that was released was Gayle King asking about Kobe's past rape allegations. And Lisa Leslie's subsequent answer to it. And the people, of course, are automatically up in arms about it. About Gayle King asking, you know, how could she ask that question? And, you know, Lisa Leslie, who, in my opinion, answered it perfectly. Outside of the whole, I've never seen Kobe be like that towards me. Oh, that part was like, eh.
That kind of sounded like Barbara Walters talking about Woody Allen.
Yeah, it's not a good answer. But everything else was fine. Snoop Dogg chimed in with his old senile self.
I thought Snoop Dogg's was unnecessary. Like, his reaction was unnecessary. I mean, I get it. The internet got a hold of him and thought it was funny, but, like, he could have responded and reacted to that totally different.
Being the
elder, being an elder statesman in hip-hop and in the culture, like, you should have handled that differently than what you did.
Yeah, he started threatening towards the end. And then Bootsy, while funny as he is, he reacted the way Bootsy always reacts to everything, overreacts. For me, and this is, you know, a sensitive topic, the passing of Kobe, while it still hurts, and it's very painful. One thing I saw people say, like, why would she ask Lisa Leslie that in a time when she's grieving? My question is, when is a good time to ask that question?
True.
If your argument is, well, you should ask when he was alive. Okay, when was it a good time to ask when he was alive?
When he won his Oscar.
They did ask about it, but we just weren't listening at the time. Was it a good time to ask after it happened? Was it a good time to ask after his finals MVPs? Like, when is a good time to ask? So, because this is a serious, it's a serious, you know, accusation. As a journalist, and Gayle King is an esteemed journalist. You can like or dislike, she's an esteemed journalist. She does have the right to ask that question to another woman. And she didn't say, hey, Kobe did it. She said, how do you feel as a woman about the allegations against him? And unfortunately, yes, that is a part of Kobe's legacy. So I know a lot of people feel very strongly about it, but we got to be careful and not let raw emotions blind us from, you know, the sum of somebody's life. LeBron James chimed in and tweeted about it and, you know, even chastised Gayle. And I was kind of disappointed in LeBron for that because it's like, bro, come on. Like, once again, I know we're mourning, but you act like Kim K asked this question or something. Like,
and I felt like it was a question that we all should have expected to be asked.
Yeah.
Like you said, unfortunately, this is a part of his legacy. This is a part of his history. It happened.
Yeah.
We all saw the news reports of it happening when it happened. We all saw him going to court and leaving and playing games. We all saw it. So you kind of should have expected it to be asked at some point. Now you can feel like it's too early to ask, like people are still mourning, but like Confucius said, when is a good time to ask? And as a journalist, Gayle was simply doing her job.
And like I said, Gayle, I watched Gayle's, I think she did like a Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and she was saying that she, at least Leslie said that, she said how she felt about it and said she feels like it's time for people to move on. And Gayle said she agreed with Lisa Leslie and fought to keep that part in the interview because she said that was a perfect a period at the end of the whole conversation. Like, that's all that needs to be said, and I agree. And so I just think, you know, we have to be real careful because regardless of how we feel about Kobe, we have to be careful about automatically chastising people who do feel a way about the past allegation against Kobe, because there's a lot of sexual assault victims out there who are triggered by people attacking them or defending somebody who was accused of rape in the past, regardless if they're alive or dead.
Don't teeter that line of victim shaming.
Yeah, exactly. Because you like somebody a lot, you know, or you're a fan of them. And I also think Kobe wouldn't want you guys to jump on Gayle that way.
Nah, man.
Don't sit here and try to say you're doing this because you feel a way for Kobe. Kobe wouldn't want that. Kobe, that wasn't the type of person Kobe was. Kobe wouldn't get on social media or make Instagram Live video calling a woman out her name and being disrespectful like that.
Nah, he wouldn't.
Kobe spent a lot of years after those, after what happened in Colorado, rehabilitating his image and did a very, very great job at it. And became a very good advocate for women's issues and rights. And you see how he was with his family. So think about that when you start running your mouth. How would Kobe want you to react that way? So there you go.
What would Mamba do?
So a couple years ago, Meek was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
For a probation violation. Meek was famously been on probation for majority of his adult life. There's a whole special about it on Amazon Prime, which is actually,
it's a pretty good special.
Yeah, Free Meek. When he first went into prison, he was dating Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
They subsequently broke up. They both moved on. Meek is allegedly having a child with his new girlfriend, and Nicki is dating a childhood friend. So yesterday, social media exploded because a picture emerged. Okay, so Nicki and her new boyfriend, fiance, husband, I don't know what he is at this point.
Kenneth Petty.
Yeah.
That's all I know. I just know his name for some reason.
They took a picture together, and somebody photoshopped that picture of him and put it in a Jimmy Jazz display window. And Meek liked the picture.
I would have liked it too, bro.
It was. I honestly thought that was really a mannequin in there.
I did too. I had to look closer. I was like, oh, snap, that's really him.
That was a good Photoshop job. I think like a gossip site posted that Meek had liked it, and that just sent Nicki off. Allegations were thrown.
Yeah, heavy allegations.
Heavy allegations. Nicki accused Meek of putting his hands on his sister and spitting on her.
Yeah, he
and
accused,
filming it.
Accused him of hitting his mother and filming it. And she also accused him of hitting her.
Kicking her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Meek, of course, responded, bringing up Nicki Minaj's brother's, rape conviction?
Yeah.
Of that underage child.
He got 25 to life?
25 to life, yeah. And it was just all bad. And obviously these two don't like each other. A couple weeks ago, they ran into each other at that in L.A. and it was all bad.
A lot of loud talking in that very fine establishment.
Yeah. Meek made the point that Nicki, the industry now is finding out that Nicki's really a bad person. Nicki made a tweet saying, in response to the allegations about her knowing about her brother being essentially a pedophile, that Meek knew that the accuser's mother sent a video to Nicki saying, if you give me $20 million, I won't press, you know, I won't proceed to try to get charges
right
against your brother. That tweet is gone. When I saw that tweet, I thought to myself, so, and once again, shout out to David Dennis Jr., man. I love that guy's Twitter because I agree with 99% of the stuff he says. Either I'm thinking he'll tweet it. He said, so what you're saying is you had that tape and didn't give it to the defense, or you don't have it and you're lying and you're trying to defend your brother who's a pedophile.
Either way, go, it don't look good.
There's no third option there.
Like, that's your brother. Cool. Like, I get it, but like.
Nigga didn't think that one through.
Nah,
she didn't.
Like,
she was just angry tweeting.
Yeah, like, and then she did what a lot of women do. She posted a picture of me and was like, this bad built in words, like, but everybody was like, but you was dating him and he was built like that. So
Meek has always been built like that.
Like, you liked it at one point. Don't be mad. Don't be trying to come at him now about this, about his looks when, like, just because you upset, bro. Like, chill out.
You know, we've talked about Nicki before, and I'll be honest with you. It really does bother me to see where she's at in her career because Nicki is so talented. And I listened to the Queen album not too long ago, and I was like, this is not a bad album.
It wasn't a bad album.
It just really got overshadowed by all of her antics and
all of the barking that she did about not being number one and Travis doing what he was doing.
And then all of the distractions from Queen Radio. Like,
yeah.
If I was her label or PR, I'd tell her, you need to just get off Queen Radio. Cause
I'm liable to think that her previous management, Tez, I think he just quit. I think he just said he couldn't. Now I'm liable to think that he just said, like, I can't do this anymore. And I think it's best that you find somebody, some new management, because like that would take. I imagine that would take a toll dealing with someone like Nicki and all that she does, and as emotional as she gets, because a lot of the stuff that she barks on people about is runs off pure emotion. Like she doesn't sit and think about a response or anything. Like the girl who worked for Karen Civil,
yeah,
who said that she waiting for Nicki to like make an adult album. Like, you 35, you almost 40, you know, when we gonna get some adult music? And she went off on her about that. Bruh, you didn't have to do all that. That was one person's opinion.
And then Nicki turned around at this interview and said, I'd have regret making Anaconda. Like, so the lady was right.
Yeah, and so was Peter Rosenberg and everybody else who criticized you for making those really poppy-ish, singy, butter-sprinkled songs. Like, you barked on everybody without even, like, taking the time to sit down and analyze what was being said.
It just really sucks because Nicki rode her wave without letting people really know who she was. And now that it's come out who she really is, it's turned a lot of people off.
Yeah.
She just seems to be mean.
Yeah, mean and mean-spirited.
Yeah, and it seems like she just wants to surround herself with people who enable her or don't mind it.
I definitely see that. Or people who don't mind it, who brush it off as, oh, that's just her. That's just Nicki being Nicki.
Yeah. It's sad because, like, I don't think her and Drake have a good relationship anymore.
I don't.
I think Drake at one point was like, you know what, it was cool in the beginning when we were kind of coming up together, but now it's like, I don't have to deal with this anymore.
Don't have to deal with you.
Exactly. I think Wayne's the only one who kind of stood, but even I don't think Wayne deals with it. I think Wayne is more like a, when I see her, we're cool. When I see her once a year.
Yeah, I think Nori asked him that on Drink Champs podcast. I think Wayne's, to my recollection, his answer was more so like, you know, it's all still love. You know, I'm going to always have love for her and Drake.
Yeah.
And I think it's more so like that. Like, I don't hate either one of them. Like, whatever they got going on, they got going on. But I'm doing me. Like you said, when I see them, it's all love. It's no hate. So I don't really think.
I don't think Wayne leaves the house like that. So
I don't either. From that interview, it didn't sound like he left the house or watched or did anything while at home.
So I think he's just like, yeah, well, you know, if I see him, it's fine. They don't say anything to me, but then again, I don't talk to him, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, I hate the fact that every time we do talk about Nicki, it is in a very negative light. And like you said, to see where her career was to where she is now is rather sad, bro. Like, nobody ever has anything positive to say about you. And like you said, we're in a time where now everybody is really showing you their personality, whether it be a Megan, whether it be DaBaby or Cardi, or so on and so forth. And now everybody's seeing who you are and your personality, and people don't like it, and she can't handle that. Because I think in her head, she thinks that she's probably this sweet person that is just misunderstood. No, people say all this about me because they just don't get me. Now we get it.
Yeah, we get it.
We get it.
We get it. I think just, you know, her attitude and personality was something we had to deal with in the industry at large, had to deal with, because it was not that many viable options.
Right.
But now there's so many other options, people are like, yeah, we don't have to deal with this.
Yeah, we don't
anymore.
Have to deal with you. We can go over here and talk to Cash Doll.
We can talk to Megan or Mulatto or
City Girls.
Or Sweetie or yeah, there's so many other options.
That's we like six of them right there. We'll be right back after this quick break.
So, the Grammys were like 2 weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Billie Eilish came out winning all the four major awards, which is the first time it's been done in a while.
She got four Grammys, but I just don't remember what the fourth one was.
So, you know, of course she's riding the, you know,
the Grammy wave, yeah.
The Grammy wave, and she did an interview recently, and she spoke about hip-hop. So, her comments weren't exactly welcomed by hip-hop aficionados. Billie Eilish has come under fire recently for her comments. The five-time Grammy Award winner, who has received acclaim for her dark alternative pop, said the posturing in the genre is not what she's doing. Quote, just because the story isn't real doesn't mean it can't be important. There's a difference between lying in a song and writing a story. There are a ton of songs where people are just lying. There's a lot of that in rap right now from people that I know who rap, end quote. Quote, also, it's like, I got my AK-47 and I'm a blank. And I'm like, what? You don't have a gun. And all my bees, I'm like, what bees? That's posturing. And that's not what I'm doing, end quote.
You want to go first?
Nah, you got it.
All right. So I had this conversation with a friend early on, and when the statement was officially released, or the interview was released. And my initial stance on it was, well, she's not lying. It's something that we've all within the culture have said, and we said it about very specific rappers. We said it about Plies. We said it about Rick Ross. So I felt she wasn't the person to deliver that sentiment, and she should not have delivered it. Hearing the quote again, hearing the statement again, nah, you shouldn't have did it, because it looked like you just took the opportunity to just attack rap and attack hip-hop, because you didn't, the point you were making, you didn't need to say that about rap. You could have just said that about music in general. There's a difference between telling a story and writing a story to just blatantly lying. You didn't need to insert rap in there to say that.
Yeah.
So that's where the backlash comes from. You just inserting rap in there to further your point. You didn't need to say that. Well, regardless if you know rappers or not, you didn't need to say that.
Okay, let me preface by saying Billie Eilish, she's 18. So she's matured in the era of rap where there's so much of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's this, you know, oversaturation of artists that are coming out every day in rap. Billie Eilish is a part of that generation. She's part of that group of people who feel, you know, who they process music a lot faster than we did growing up. I say that to say, that's why her comments to me come across as very misguided and blinded, because with so much music coming out, and having access to so much of it, if the hip-hop she's listening to, all she takes from it is that everybody on these records is lying, then she's not listening to the right hip-hop. Because once again, you have access to way more rap than we ever did.
Way more.
When we came up. I don't care if you call us old or whatever.
And easier access to it.
Exactly. Back when we were young, we were coming up, CDs came out on Tuesday, and you only had an option of maybe two that you wanted to listen to.
Man, sometimes if you didn't have enough money to buy both, you had to make a decision.
Exactly. And on top of that, you might, if two, okay, let's say two rap albums came out every Tuesday. That don't mean that there were two rap albums we wanted every Tuesday.
Man, facts. It might have been neither one of them. You might not
exactly.
have wanted.
Exactly. It might be one you want that month. Maybe. But outside that, you'd be like, man, Jay-Z come out another 2 months, man.
I'll wait. I mean, I just wait.
I don't want to throw my money down on this, Jairu the Danger. I'm cool on that. I'll wait. So, but Billie Eilish, once again, her generation has access to so much. That's why those comments bother me. Is there music? First of all, music itself is not meant to be factual based. It can be based in facts. It can be representation of facts. It can be a representation of somebody's experiences. But it's still a form of media. It's a form of art. Art is not not have to be
fact. It's to be interpreted.
Exactly. Are there artists that lie? Yes. Even in this, there's local artists we play on here that say a lot of things on their records that me and Fresh know them personally that is not true. Once again, I'm a DJ. These same guys that will get on these records and say how much money they have will hit me up asking to get into clubs for free. It happens. That's just part of the game. It doesn't bother me. I don't think less of them. Whatever. You know, the sound. But for Billie Eilish to have this mentality like, oh, well, you know, I'm just tired of them lying on records. Well, you maybe need to listen to some different type of rap. That's more. That speaks more to your listening taste than it does to the genre itself. Because the genre, hip-hop itself is so widespread and so multifaceted. For you to, and anytime, I just say this to anybody who hones in on, I don't like the rap, that's being played. Well, one, it's not for you. And also, okay, once again, I DJ in clubs, right? People complain about the music that I play, the rap I play in clubs. Well, the rap I play in clubs is made for the clubs. If you work in clubs, you have a different experience than somebody who's going to the club. If you're in your car and you're hearing the same music, then maybe that you have a right to, I can change it. But once again, you have so much to choose from.
Billie Eilish's comments made me think of another pop star who had comments that weren't very flattering toward
hip-hop. I know where this
hip-hop.
Is going.
Post Malone.
Oh, I was wrong.
Where did you think it was going?
I thought it would be Miley.
I just don't want to talk about her. But she falls into this category. But Post Malone came out and said, you know, if you want to listen to music and you want to feel something, then don't listen to hip-hop. Hip-hop doesn't, you know, the lyrics don't really make you feel anything. And he caught backlash for that because, like, and once again, like you were saying, then you're listening to the wrong rap. If the rap music you are listening to, it doesn't make you feel anything, or you don't think it makes anybody else feel anything. Because there are rappers with lyrics that are very deep and very thought-provoking and introspective that make someone sit down and think. May not make you do that.
Yeah, that's a matter of opinion, too. Because Post Malone's music don't make me feel nothing. So, but if I told him that, he'd be like, well, my fans think,
but
that's their opinion. It'll make me feel that way. That's me personally. And I'm pretty sure people, I listen to Money Man and I feel something. I mean, everybody else has to feel a way.
And with Billie Eilish's comments, you care. Nobody else, that don't mean nobody else is taking it that way or it's bothering anybody. I highly doubt the average rap fan is listening or the average music fan is listening to rap and just believing everything that they hear. Like, I was like 8 and wasn't believing half the stuff dudes was saying.
I don't care. Like, I don't listen to music. I mean, I get it that you want to listen to it to believe it. But if I believed everything every rapper ever said, I'd...
My life would be a torment.
You know, if you go into music thinking that everything that these people are saying is true, then I would love to see you watch a Marvel movie.
Man.
They really can't fly? So, yeah.
No, Wakanda isn't real.
No, this is all special effects. I just don't like that sometimes when people are so critical of rap, it's so amplified. Rap itself is still having to
prove itself
when it shouldn't have to at this point.
45 plus years.
For all it's done and what it's continuing to do for the music industry. But yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah, man.
She's 18. She'll be back. The Breaks Podcast is a production of KTX 989, the Austin Music Experience. You can listen to The Breaks Show live every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. This podcast is produced by Confucius Jones, Fresh Knight, and Elizabeth McQueen. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at The Breaks KUTX, and you can find more episodes at KUTX.org/TheBreaks.
Our theme music was written and performed by Austin's own DZ Brown. Production support provided by Art Levy.